98.5, you're with Bonza John here on Sunday Night Country. And that was Connie Kiss Anderson with her song Gone Wishing. I absolutely love that song, and it went to number one on the national country charts, and it is a great, great song. And it is my pleasure to welcome Connie Kiss Anderson at last into the studio. I've been trying to get Connie on air for about 3 years, but things have come up, and I finally tracked you down and got you in. So, Connie, welcome to Sunday Night Country at last.
Thank you so much for having me, John. It's good to be here.
No, it's great to have you. And you're quite famous as far as your music and your awards go. You've won so many awards. It's just, I feel in awe of you just being here. But it's great to finally meet the person behind that great voice. Now, we're going to go into a bit of a song in a minute called Angels All Around, and I'll get you to tell us a little bit about that in a minute. But why don't you tell us about Connie Kiss?
Oh, Connie Kiss. Well, first, I guess I always forget about this Kiss in my name, and I just make the assumption that people either think it's a nickname or something. But the truth is, I was christened Connie Kiss Anderson, and I was born in Copenhagen in Denmark, and Kiss is a derivative of the name Kirsten. And so when my family migrated to Australia, they called me, my name was Kissa. And it truly was like a boy named Sue when I went to school.
So you were born for country music then.
I got to tough it up a little bit. Ask my mum if I had another name, and that's how it all came about.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And as you said, you are from Copenhagen, and you are now living in Perth, I believe.
Yes, I do.
And you've lived all over the place. You've lived in over east. You've lived in America. You still tour in America, which is a great thing. But we're going to get to that a little bit later on. Talk to us about Angels All Around.
Okay. Well, that's one of my little favourite songs too. It has a lot of meaning in the sense that when I do go to Nashville, COVID stopped me a little bit in my tracks at the moment, but I was regularly going over to Nashville, honing my craft as a songwriter. My goal has actually always been to be write that hit song for the big name. But one of my favourite things to do is to bushwalk. And there's a beautiful place called Radnor Lake in Nashville, just outside of Nashville. And I would regularly walk there. There'd be deer and all that sort of thing. And as you know, when you're in nature, you feel like you're very connected. And so I, that afternoon, I had actually been invited to, for coffee with Deborah Allen, who an introduction had been made through a mutual friend. And I didn't realise that was a euphemism for coming to write a song.
Okay.
But I got to her place, and she said, "Well, what do you know?" She invited me to write, and I was like, "Oh, okay." Deborah Allen is a Grammy-nominated writer, and and she said, "What do you want to write about?" And I told her my story, how I felt very connected to nature, and that there were angels all around me when I was walking in the bush, and so. Well, they call it, I don't know what they call it, reserve, but they don't call it bush. That's a different thing. But so we talked about the idea of angels and, you know, the heavenly angels and the earthly angels. And we wanted to include the earthly angels because most of the time there are people who walk this earth who are truly angels when we're in time of need. So that's how that song came about. It took us quite a while to write it and get it just right, but that's how it developed.
Well, it's a great song. Let's have a listen to it now.
Sounds like a plan.
98.5, you with Bonza John here on Sunday Night Country. And that was Angels All Around, and my special guest, Connie Kiss Anderson, in the studio. And I'm loving this because, as I said before, I tried to get Connie Kiss about 3 years ago, but things came up, didn't they?
Quite a few things, actually.
You've survived a lot in the last few years, haven't you?
I have indeed. Yes, I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
I would think.
That's great. But, Connie, before we go into the next song, I read in your bio that you've got a radio program that goes to America, Showcase Australia, and you go to America itself for singing and songwriting, which you said before. Just tell us a little bit about how all that came about.
Well, it's interesting because originally, as you know, Perth is probably it is considered the most isolated city in the world. So, you know, as a songwriter, I was actually pitching my music to named artists and profiled artists, and which included Australian artists and country. But the thing with most Aussies, they write their own songs, whereas there's much bigger market in the US. So I started subscribed to the network list that Who's Looking for What, and started sending my material overseas. And pretty well that's how it all started for me as an artist. But I sent one song in particular, Celine Dion, I sent to her her camp, got the letter with the gilt-edged thing saying it had been passed on to Sony Music. And then I got the phone call in the middle of the night from the A&R person at Sony Music wanting another copy. And but that same, and it went on hold, and that was about the closest I got to being rich, but not famous. But anyway, it went on hold, and but at the same time, I had another producer I'd pitched to another artist, and he contacted me, and his name was Gary Buck, and so he was interested in if I had more material. He wanted to know who the singer was on the demo. I just had a home studio, just a, you know, demo studio. And I said, well, it was me. And he said, well, you know, if we can get you here to the US, would you be interested in recording? And I said, no, well, no. I'm too old for that. And I say to people, you know, I'm no spring chicken. I'm a sprung chook. So yeah, just get that right out of the way.
Sprung chook. That's yeah. I like that. I can use that.
Yeah, yeah. And so I just got that out of the way from the get-go. And anyway, long story short, the contact started there, and he ended up with calling me and saying he had an opening in the studio that someone had paid a deposit for, and would I be interested in recording? I said, and it's next week. I said, well, I can't do it next week. I can't get there. And so we did it long distance. We were one of the first people to do it long distance. I had an engineer here put my vocals on. He had a dummy singer over there. I had sent him the demos. And then during that project, or you know, I got funding, grant funding from the Western Australian Department of Culture and the Arts, and during that project, he passed away.
Oh dear.
Yes. So.
But not before he recorded the song with you, which is called Let's Keep It Simple. Yes. I reckon we should have a listen to that song
okay,
now.
Okay, and
what
then
do you reckon?
We can do a continued afterwards.
Yes, this is very interesting. So here's Connie Kiss Anderson and Gary Buck with Connie's song Keep It Simple. 98.5, you're with Bonza John here on Sunday at Night Country, and my very special guest, Connie Kiss Anderson. Now, Connie, once again, thanks for coming in to Sunday Night Country and sharing your songs and your life story with us. At times it can be a little bit different. We're going to talk to you in a minute about Life's Railway to Heaven, which is on your gospel album.
Mm-hmm.
There's another song which you did called Softly and Tenderly, which I was listening to today, actually. Now, I don't know if you know that John Denver recorded that song.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
And
know that.
It's strange that that is the last song that he ever recorded.
Wow.
It was called
really?
Softly and Tenderly.
Yeah.
Yes. And when I heard that about that song, I was quite touched by it because, you know, he passed away soon after that in his plane crash. But let's talk to you now about Life's Railway to Heaven and how that came about, and then we're going to have a listen to that.
Okay. Well, as I was mentioning before, you know, traveling to Nashville regularly, but one of the things that I have been doing, I think since 2006, and they've become like family to me. I sing at Nashville Cowboy Church, and I, as a guest of the Cash family, Joanne Cash Yates, and she just lost Pastor Harry probably a couple of months now, but. So it's always been my thing to sing songs that connect with me. And I have to say, life certainly is like a railway with an engineer that's strong, you know, because you have to watch the turns and all of that thing. And I just connected so much because of the challenges in my own own life, you know, which include surviving cancer, dealing with Alzheimer's and strokes with my parents, and one of the reasons I didn't get here for 3 years, I guess. But you know, so there's certain things that inspire you to keep going. And on that album, Connie Kiss, I always like to put one or two songs that are, inspirational or spiritual or connect.
Well, that one definitely is. So, folks, let's have a listen to Life's a Railway to Heaven by Connie Kiss Anderson. 98.5, you're with Bonza John and my very special guest, Connie Kiss Anderson, on a great Sunday night with Sunday Night Country. And that was Life's Railway to Heaven. Love that song. But Connie, my favourite song, again, is the one we played earlier, which I absolutely love, which is Gone Wishing. But we're going to play a song that you've picked off the album, so I want you to tell me what the song is, what it's about, as we go into it.
Oh, okay. So I picked Unclouded Day. Well, there's lots of reasons as a musician. I just love to play I love all sorts of styles of country, and in particular bluegrass.
Yep.
Not that I can actually do much of it except for play rhythm guitar.
Oh, we're country singers. We know 3.5 chords.
That's,
you know,
exactly right. Yeah, and but the first time I heard it was at Nashville Cowboy Church. I heard Vern Oxford singing it, and when I was picking songs for this gospel album, I just wanted to pick some of the favourites that I had. I used to sing a little troupe called Girls Gone Gospel years ago. And I didn't sing this song, but this was one that stuck with me. And it's one of those where you embrace where you're going in after this life here. And
well, that's a very important question, which we love to pitch to people on Sunday Night Country, because you know, it's all very well to attain greatness in this life, but it all matters nothing. It's your legacy, what you leave behind, and where we're going to go. Which,
that's right.
You know, and you receive Christ as your Saviour, and you know where you're going.
I do.
Yes.
Yes,
amen.
I do.
We're going to play Uncloudy Day now, which, folks, got to number one down in Boyart Brook and won Song of the Year, didn't it?
It won Single of the Year.
Single of the Year.
It actually was a hit for me too on the country charts, and to be honest, I was a bit surprised that a gospel track would actually make it, and a very traditional old gospel track would actually make it on the Australian Country Songs Top 40.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I was really thrilled that it did that, yeah.
Well, we're going to have a listen to that now. And Connie Kiss, thanks for being on Sunday Night Country.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I hope it's not 3 years before we get you back again.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Let's have a listen to Connie Kiss' song, Unclouded Day.